Monday morning is short of time.
Yeah. We are thrilled to be in your city. We thank you so much for choosing us tonight. And that being said, we think we should get this party started.
Well, Fleetwood Mac is a band that, as I'm sure a lot of you know, has had a fairly complicated emotional history. And it hasn't always been easy, but I think in the long run, it's actually worked in our favor. One of the things that we do is take breaks, sometimes long breaks. Every time we come together, though, it's different. Every time we come together, there's a sense of forward motion and a sense of healing, I would say. So when we got together this time to rehearse, we said to each other, let's just go out and have fun. And because there is no new album to promote yet, we said to each other, let's just go out and do all the songs that we love a lot. Hopefully that is what you love too. So we are most pleased to be here tonight. We are most pleased to see all of you here. Hope you have a great time.
Yeah.
In 1965, my family was transferred from Los Angeles to San Francisco. I was a new 12th grader, and Lindsay was in the 11th grade. I met him halfway through that year. I never saw him or heard from him again for a little over 2 years. One day the phone rang, and it was Lindsay's drummer calling me to ask me if I wanted to join their band. And I said, well, what kind of band is it? And he said, well, it's, you know, we live in San Francisco. It's a tall, hard rock band. And I'm like, yes, I think I can do that. So from that moment onward, my life changed. I was on my way to practice 2 days later on Monday to Lindsay's house. We practiced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We played Friday and Saturday, sometimes Sunday, for 3 solid years. And we were catapulted into the amazing music scene that was San Francisco during that time. We got to open for all of the big bands, all the big European blues bands, all the big American bands, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. The list, my mind always goes blank when I try to tell this story, but we opened for just about everybody. And the perk of opening for those bands was that you got to stand on the side of the stage and watch them and take that in and learn from them, so that when we joined Fleetwood Mac, we walked in with a little bit of confidence. So, 10 years later, when I wanted to put this all down in some kind of a song, I really realized how important those years had been to me and how much I missed them and how really beautiful they were. Sometimes when things are happening to you, you don't get it until you have walked away from it. So here came this song. So I'm back to the Velvet Underground, San Francisco, back to the floor that I loved, our little house, back to a room with some lace and paper flowers, our bedroom, back to the gypsies that we were. To the velvet.
because in this world we're just losers. I lost my power in this world, but I cannot use it. So I go insane like I always do. And I call your name. She's alive.
Thank you.
So this next song was the first one that we recorded for the Rumors album. The thing about that album, I think that made it turn out as well as it did and made it, you know, so emotionally authentic, I think, was that we were all going through a lot of personal difficulties during the making of that album. And I think as individuals, we needed to kind of reconcile a great many emotional opposites. And this song certainly has its share of those. It is at its base, I would say, a sad song. But on top of that, there is humor, there is optimism, and certainly a good dose of, well, rock and roll, certainly. Yes, otherwise known as aggression. This is called Secondhand News. We'll be right back.
he's gone away.
Thank you. Great job.
This next song is one that's very important to me. It started off as an ensemble piece. It was played by the whole band. It was actually the first single from an album called Tango in the Night. And later on, though, it made its way to the stage as a single guitar and voice piece, and it kind of became a foundation or a starting point for a whole other approach that I've been looking into for a long time. So that's one reason, probably a more important reason that it is so significant, is that if you look at the lyric of the song when it was written, which was back in 1987, it pretty accurately described the person that I was back then. And in the ensuing time period, that description has become just an echo. And so I guess you could say where this song was once a kind of a contemplation on alienation, it has now become a reflection on the importance and the power of change.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to dedicate this next song to you because, first of all, I don't know anybody in Rotterdam, but I feel I know a lot of people now. When we come into a city and we flew in, we didn't get in until very, very late last night, and we're going out right after the show tonight. We don't get to have a day to go out and be in your city, so the memory that we take with us from this city is you. Just you. So I, me, and Lindsay too, we would like to dedicate this song to you for that pleasure. It is called Landslide.
Woo!
I'm never going back again.
Earlier this year, on January 5th, when we went into rehearsal in Los Angeles, we decided we wanted to do a song that we had not ever done on stage before. So we put all our music out in front of us and decided on this next song. It was written in 1979, and it was about a couple of very stormy people and very stormy relationships. In very stormy times, but very dreamy times at the same time. It's called I've Always Been a Storm.
Love.
tries to cry. Living through these empty nights, a dead common sight.
Have I felt this way? I feel since many years gone. Yeah.
something pacing in the hall.
the shape I'm in, I can't say I ain't pretty and my legs on feet. Don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Thank you. to stay or not. I'm not the chain, I'm not the wheel. I'm so afraid of where I thank you.
Turn around. Everybody's coming out.
On stage here, it is a pleasure to be back. This is a great moment for us in Fleetwood Mac to make some guys and girls welcome up on stage here with us. Give it up on background vocals for Miss Norrie Nix. Miss Jaina Anderson. Miss Sharon Salami. Fine young Englishman, our dear friend, on guitar and vocals, Mr. Neil Haywood. Let's hear it! So many keyboards, I forget how many there are over there, but there are a lot. Not only on keyboards, multiple, on guitar and vocals, has been with Fleetwood Mac here on stage for many years. Our dear friend, Mr. Brett Tuggerill! Our mentor in the studio, our maestro on stage, on guitar and vocals, Mr. Lindsay Buckingham. Where are you? On my right, the lady of Fleetwood Mac. Our poet, Miss Stephanie Nix. On my right hand side, keeping me together, the band together, the backbone of Fleetwood Mac, Mr. John McVie on bass guitar. Oh yeah!
Yeah. Breathe deep.
Thank you so very much from all of us this week of Matt. We're a very lucky bunch having people such as yourselves supporting us, as with many other musicians in the world. Us crazy bunch have nothing to do without lovely people like yourselves to play to. We thank you so much. There's always a couple of things us and Fleetwood Mac like to leave you with. One is take care of yourselves, and much more importantly, take care of one another in this really crazy world we live in. We love you so very much.
And remember,